no dejaremos que cierren la linda puerta que siempre ha estado abierta a la vida.
This is Latin Radical with Warwick Fry. This week we're talking to Stuart Monckton on the Latin American desk of Green Left Weekly, and Stuart is on the phone. Tell us about the expulsion of a US spy from Bolivia and the reprimand to the US ambassador.
Asking American citizens inside, who are inside Bolivia, to spy for them on behalf of, to spy for the US embassy, in particular, spy on the Cuban and Venezuelan doctors that are in Bolivia, and they're in Bolivia as part of the social mission that the Bolivian government of Evo Morales to provide free healthcare to the Bolivian poor. I mean, Cuba has these people in 68 countries around the world, and Venezuela, which also has the Cuban doctors, is providing assistance, is very humanitarian, solidarity-driven process. And the US is extremely worried about it because it's further undermining their control and building support for governments like the governments in Venezuela and Bolivia that are challenging US corporate domination. And they've approached the US, what's come out is the US embassy. It came out because at the US embassy, Vince Cooper, one of the officials, asked a Fulbright scholar, which is a program whereby US students could exchange with countries around the world. They asked one particular Fulbright scholar, John Alexander Van Schaik, to spy, and he was so horrified at what he was being asked to do that he went public. He gave interviews with the US news network, ABCNews.com, about, he was in order to expose this. And after he exposed it, it then came out that this is not the first time the US embassy has asked people to do this in Bolivia. They also asked members of the Peace Corps volunteers, which again are just US citizens that volunteer to do basic humanitarian type things around the world. And in there, when they were inaugurated at the US embassy, the same official, Vincent Cooper, asked them also, they could provide information to the US embassy on, particularly on the Cuban and Bolivian, Cuban and Bolivian, Cuban and Venezuelans who are in Bolivia, offering this assistance. And of course, the position of the U.S. government they've got very red faces, that they've been forced to sort of distance themselves, to say that that they didn't know anything about this. It wasn't anything to do with them. But clearly, there's a pattern here. It's not something that just happened once. And the response of the Bolivian government, understandably, is, they've called in the U.S. ambassador, which in and of itself is very symbolic. It's symbolic of the changes in Latin America in a place like Bolivia, where previously the presidents basically were run by the U.S. embassy. It's a sign of, through the big struggles in Bolivia for control of their natural resources, all the rest of it, they've now got a government, the government of Evo Morales, which is the first indigenous government ever in Bolivia's history, even though they're a majority, and is actually standing up to not just to corporate domination and to the U.S. And that symbolic act of actually calling in the U.S. ambassador, simply because, their U.S. embassy officials have broken Bolivian law, which is something that would seem very, very simple and very obvious. But the fact that there's now a government in Bolivia willing to actually do that and to call in the embassy to demand an explanation is actually in and of itself very, very symbolic.
Mm. And what about the political situation in Bolivia generally, Stuart? I think it was looked a little bit unstable there a month or so ago. Has it settled down a bit? Is there any progress being made? For example, with the threats of the Western province to secede and stuff like that.
All of that's still going on. It seems to be a process. I haven't heard the most recent news, but there was a process whereby the government was seeking negotiations and mediations to actually attempt to prevent this threat. The threat is driven by the elites who are based on the four states, four departments in the east of Bolivia, which has most of its natural resources, and that's their that's their stronghold, tends to be the has the least concentration of indigenous people, whereas the West tends to be a lot more indigenous, strong indigenous majorities, and a lot poorer. And that's the stronghold of the Morales government. And the thing that sparked this dispute, which is being fueled incidentally by the US, which is pumped hundreds of millions of dollars, according to evidence that Eva Gollinger has brought to light, into Bolivia, and part of it is going to those who are pushing for what they call it autonomy, but it's really, basically semi-succession, towards succession. It was over the constitution, the fact that one of the big demands of the social movement and the platform that Evo Morales was elected on was a constitution that would rewrite, that would refound Bolivia to include indigenous people and to reverse the effects of neoliberalism. And the Morales government, unlike most governments around the world, kept this election promise. And there was a process. And the oligarchs based in the East really don't like it. They don't like it because they see it as a major threat to their interests, which it is, and particularly the interests of the very large landowners who leave large amounts of their land idle. Because one of the things that will go to referendum will be an amendment to the constitution for our radical land reform to be carried out. So that's what's fueled it. And the U.S. Another thing with the U.S. embassy was, the U.S. ambassador there there's been photos that have emerged of him being photographed with right-wing Colombian paramilitaries who are now said to be operating in Bolivia. So there's also all these rumors about guns flying to the east.
Right. Oh, that's very interesting, Stuart, because I think I was talking to one of our correspondents in Caracas, Venezuela, the other day, and that's one of the accusations that the U.S. is leveling against Venezuela is it's providing arms to illegal groups. Okay, Stuart, well, thanks very, very much for talking to Latin Radical and Community Radio TuneM FM. Let's hope that the level of interference by the U.S. might diminish a little bit after this.
Well, I think that it'll, hopefully they'll be put onto the back foot.
Yeah.
Whatever it exposes, it's really quite exposing of how they operate.
Yeah. Okay, thanks very much, Stuart.
Thank you.